Hi, this is Jim O'Neill with Episode 3 of Practical Azure. Today we're going to take a look at Windows Azure Cloud Drives, which builds off of Windows Azure Blobs that we looked at in the last episode. So as with all our episodes, we're going to start off looking at the roadmap. Last time we looked at Windows Azure Blobs, and today we're going to look at Windows Azure Drives, so obviously highlighted in red here. Before I get into any code, I want to talk about why we actually need drives. So if you look at the typical workflow of an application, we've got a user on the left here that's talking to a Windows Azure application hosted inside of one of our cloud data centers. Now, each application is actually hosted inside a virtual machine instance. We'll talk a little bit more about how that works in one of our later episodes. But essentially what happens is that the user comes in, asks for an HTTP URL, sort of a website. The Windows Azure load balancer kicks in and puts him into one of the virtual machines hosted in the cloud. Now, some applications may actually be migrated into the cloud, and those applications might make use of local storage. They might write some stuff to the file system, for instance. Each virtual machine does have a file system associated with it, so that might seem to work pretty well. You can just sort of lift and shift that application into a virtual machine and all is good. But there's a few gotchas here. What happens when you actually scale up your application? So with Windows Azure, one of the great points about it and cloud computing is that when you get a lot of demand, you can create multiple versions of this virtual machine, and the load balancer will essentially push one person to one and one person to another and so on. You never know which virtual machine you might actually hit because the load balancer is in charge in that regard. So in this case, if your application is storing information for yourself, you might find it stored on multiple different virtual machines. And that's a problem that you can probably solve as well. But the bigger problem is, what happens when one of those virtual machines dies? So what happens if the motherboard goes, or there's some sort of a recycle that happens? If your actual file storage is on that virtual machine goes down, that file storage may be gone forever. So documents that you save, photos you've saved in a photo album or what have you, would be completely gone, and you wouldn't have a way to get them back. So what drives provide you are something called a persistent storage mechanism. So we typically talk about the file storage on a virtual machine as being ephemeral. So it's not persistent. And the idea behind a drive is to provide that same semantics, provide the ability to talk to a file system with, you know, C:\ and file IO operations and so on, but that file system is not actually on the virtual machine. The file system is actually hosted in Windows Azure, and it's actually underneath the covers, it's actually a Windows Azure blob that has a facade on it that essentially exposes itself as a file system, so I can use the typical file write, file read type semantics and also be assured that whatever data I write there is going to be stored forever. And because it is Windows Azure Blob storage, that storage will actually be replicated 3 times as well, so you get a little bit of the failover and redundancy aspects there as well. So that's why we need drives. Now, how do we actually set up drives? Now, setting up drives is actually quite simple because it does use Windows Azure Blob storage. So you really don't set up anything inside of the Windows Azure portal to use a drive, because all you need is a Blob storage container, which presumably you've already set up because you're using Blobs in other contexts. If not, you just set up a storage account and set up a Blob storage container. And once you have that Blob storage container, it's just a matter of using a few API calls on top of that Blob storage container to treat it as a drive. So the way you might treat it as a drive inside of code, here is essentially a Windows Azure application, a photo album application that uses a Windows Azure virtual machine. Again, we haven't talked about that quite yet, but at this point, let's just look at the code. So this is a website, essentially, that will mount a drive inside Windows Azure Blob Storage as a cloud drive. And the way this happens inside of your code is we use something called a cloud storage account. So we talked in the last episode about the storage client that's part of the Windows Azure ecosystem. It's a NuGet package that you download, provides some references and some assemblies that have become part of your application solution. Cloud storage account is one of those classes that you get, and you can populate this cloud storage account in a number of different ways. You can specify the URL and the private access key, or you can pull it out of a configuration file, which is what's happening here. So there's a configuration setting, kind of like in a web config file, that pulls out that information, sets up the account. And what we're going to do here, this is actually unmounting currently mounted drive, so this is to clean up from the last run. But let's jump down just a little bit further for sort of what happens the very first time. We'll create a cloud drive. And to create a cloud drive, what essentially we're going to be doing is accessing a blob URI inside of the storage account. So you can see image stored blob URI here is essentially the name of a blob that's sitting inside of my Windows Azure blob account. So it would be jimoneal.cloud.blob.core.windows.net/myblob/picture-blob. That would be what this URI is. Now this URI is actually pointing to a VHD, a virtual hard drive. So what I would typically do is I would use disk management utilities on my desktop, create a virtual hard drive that has all of the files or whatever is interesting to this application inside of it, create the file system on that VHD, upload that VHD as a blob file. So instead of it just being a PNG or something, it happens to be a VHD. Blob storage doesn't care. And then by using create cloud drive, it is expecting that blob to be a VHD. And if it is a VHD, then I can create essentially a drive on top of that. And I can expose that drive via a mount command. And by exposing that drive as a mount command, what essentially I'm doing is I'm providing like a /B:/C:/D:/ what have you path that I can then use inside of my application just as I would use /C:/program files or what have you. So it's just a path, NTFS path that I can then use in file IO commands. So to give you a little bit of a picture of how this actually works in the cloud, this has actually been already deployed. So I have an application here called jimphotoalbum.cloudapp.net, and that application actually goes out and runs inside of the Windows Azure Cloud. When it runs, it mounts a drive. So you can see here that it says mounted drive F. So I got the F drive because I did something called imagestoredrive.mount. So it decided F is the next letter. And you can see what it actually mounted here. It mounted mycoolstorage.blob.core.windows.net. So that's the name of my blob storage account. And my container is my drives. And samplepictures.vhd is actually the VHD image that I uploaded as a blob file. So this is actually part of a sample application that you can get out of the Windows Azure Toolkit. The photo album application already has the VHD created for you, but you can go through steps and create your own as well. So what this application is actually showing me now is a list of all of the files, image files, inside this blob container, inside the blob that's in that container called sample pictures, and that blob happens to be, again, a VHD that's formatted using NTFS. So with this type of scenario, you're able to perhaps move some of your applications to the cloud that relied on the local file system, but you get the sort of the backup and the recovery capabilities, the fact that you're not using a local file system, you're using persistent file storage in terms of blob storage. And so that's pretty much all there is to Windows Azure Drive. It's a great way to, again, to get existing assets up into the cloud fairly easily. So in closing, let me leave you with a few handy links regarding this particular session. If you don't have your Windows Azure account yet, you can certainly get it through the aka.ms/get-azure-trial. And again, the training kit is also a great, great mechanism to get up to speed on a number of the different features, including specifically the one that we talked about today. In terms of Windows Azure Drives, again, are blobs. So you'll get a lot of information about how they work just by looking at some of the blob documentation. There is, however, a very specific paper on drives themselves, how best to use Windows Azure Drives, some of the patterns and so on. So I encourage you to take a look at that. And in terms of the training kit, take a look specifically at the Exploring Windows Azure Storage walkthrough. And exercise 4 of that is essentially the picture photo album that I showed as part of the demo a little bit earlier on. Thanks for joining me for this episode of Practical Azure dedicated to Windows Azure Drives. Join me next time when we'll start taking a look at Windows Azure Table Storage.